Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen running this week. This week's stories include record snow in Squaw, where is Gary Robbins, and a new American record at 24 hours. We begin with an update to the Elimination Mile race we saw a couple weeks back. Some viewers pointed out that we here in Ultraland already have an equivalent at Big's Backyard Ultra, organized by none other than Lazarus Lake. Runners must complete one loop of the 4.2 mile course each hour until only one remains. A similar race took place this past week in Ireland at the Last One Standing event at Castleward. Runners must complete a 4.2 mile loop in under an hour, then repeat. If you miss an hour, you're out.
One, and off you go. Best of luck.
This year's edition finished with the top two athletes both timing out at mile 151.2. They both came in together 5 minutes over the cutoff. Freaking brutal.
You started together, boys, and you're finishing together. You're both outside the time, unfortunately, but well done. What an effort.
Brilliant, brilliant. Woo!
Tis the time of year when we start seeing the hashtag #SeeYouInSquaw floating around the interwebs. This, of course, is in reference to the start line of the Western States 100 being in Squaw Valley, California. Well, this year we might see you skiing in Squaw come late June. Squaw Valley Resort has stated they expect to be open through July 4th. The resort has received over 47 feet of snow so far this season. They've had over 460 inches since January 1st alone, which is 10 inches higher than their whole season average. Kapow! So what does this mean for states? Well, it's too early to tell, according to the Western States Endurance Run. They say snow water equivalent will be the important metric to watch as we go through the spring, in order to determine whether the snow route course will be used or not. You can check out those values yourself on the WS100 website.
Hello, I'm Skolpata, the Will Telsata instructor and talisman of the Swedish contingent, coming to Western State 100 in Uni. I have a message for Jim Walmsley. I hear you're having a record year for the snow in California. Do better hope the snow smelta. Coconinos, they are coming for you. Fast.
The WS sweatpants might have gone missing. I haven't heard of them since I popped them in the mail a few weeks back. I sure hope if they have gone missing, they are in a good home. Hey Timoteo, you out there, bud? Lots of requests to cover this next story. A Huffington Post writer by the name of Jane Seo was caught cheating at the Fort Lauderdale A1A Half Marathon. Business analyst and patron saint of marathon cheaters, Derek Murphy, who runs the marathon website Marathon Investigates, was the one who caught her. First tipped off by her hot pace the last 11K. She ran the first 10K in 7:09 per mile, while the end was at 5:25 pace. Yeah, right. Derek next purchased a high-res race photo at her finish, which clearly showed only 11.65 miles on her GPS watch. Ouch. She even went to such lengths to bike the whole course that same afternoon to try to recreate her actual Strava data. She admitted later that she wasn't feeling well and cut the course to the finish. Once race organizers found out about the cheat, they did DQ her. Turns out she was trying to make a qualifying time for the Facebook subgroup, the performance team of the Dashing Whippets. Later, when that same group found out, she was removed entirely. Talk about a backfire. Congrats to Joe Gray and Ragna de Bots, who won the World Snowshoe Championships on a sloppy and barely snowy course at Saranac Lake, New York. The 8-kilometer course was so warm and slushy, volunteers were still shoveling extra snow on course as people were running the race. Zach Miller had a malfunctioning snowshoe and had to finish carrying it in his hand. Too bad the race wasn't in Squaw Valley. We have to give a shout out to our friends Brian and Megan of ironfar.com for providing great coverage of the third race in the Ultra Trail World Tour taking place this past weekend on the island of Gran Canaria. The 125-kilometer Trans Gran Canaria was won by Catalan Pau Capel, who dominated from the start. The ladies' race was similarly crushed by Azara Garcia, who won by a 50-minute margin. American Timothy Olsen had a solid run, finishing in 10th place. We hope he continues his return to ultra racing this year.
If Tim cannot lift himself up the tree, his battle to become American Tarzan ends here. You can do it!
Our favorite basketball short-wearing lady in the sport smashed the 24-hour American record for women this weekend at the Riverbank track race. Courtney DeWalter is on an absolute tear right now. After winning the Run Rabbit Run 100 last September, she went on to win the Javelina 100K in October and Desert Solstice 24-hour in December with a fifth best all-time performance at the distance. She tacked on another 8 miles this time around to finish with 155.3 miles and bested the 24-hour record set back in 2013 by Sabrina Little by over 3 miles. Look for her to help lead the ladies at the 24-hour World Champs this July in Ireland. Gary Robbins has been ramping up his vert in prep for this year's Barkley Marathon and has been spending a lot of time at his local trailhead. So much, in fact, that his truck got called in to the local police department. Apparently, it had been parked in the same parking spot on Skyline Drive every day as he trains deep into the night. He had to let them know that yes, he does go home to his wife and kid each night before returning to the trail the next day. Things are getting a bit heated on Twitter lately. Online trolls aren't a new thing, but there is a new anonymous voice in the trail world courtesy of @trailtroll. The trail troll emerged last month and self-proclaims that it is friendly, assertive, and newsworthy. Also, here to stoke the fire. Let us be the first to thank the troll for their commitment to proper social media postings. Yeah, that Instagram auto-post Twitter thing, not so great. The troll was also standing up for those in the ultra community, specifically coach David Roche this week, who was under attack by another anonymous account, StravaPun. StravaPun seems to have woken up on the wrong side of the bed last week and could probably use a couple of cookies to cheer itself up. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or you know the whereabouts of the WS sweatpants, tweet us, @MountainOutpost. Have a shit week. Trail troll.